It's a close and an honor to be here today. As I say every week, one of the highlights of my week is to be with you and to talk Divrei Torah. A new beginning. So much to do. Bereishis, the start of the beginning of the Torah after all the holidays. And we're going to do like we always do. We're going to ask a couple questions. And then we're going to come out with that major yisod, that major foundation point that we could bring into our lives in a very real way. Perek Aleph, Pasuk Aleph, Bereishis, Bara Elokim, Es HaShamayim, V'es HaAretz. In the beginning, Hashem created the Shamayim, the heaven, and the earth. Wow, we could have so many shiurim on every line of Bereishis. The Rashis are jam-packed. The Beis Halevi writes in his Haggadah, Baruch HaMakom, the beauty of the Torah is that you have one Torah, and you could learn the Torah when you're 4 years old, and it's the same Torah when you're 80 years old. But the question is, how deep do you go into it? When you have anything else, any other studies, math, if you would go and tell a person in college, 7 times 3, he would laugh at you. What are you, playing a joke? But with the Torah, it's so deep, Bereishis Bar Elokim, that even the Gedolei Hador are learning the same Bereishis. Question 1, Bereishis Bara, the famous question that so many Midrashim, so many Rishonim talk about. Why does it start with a Beis, Bereishis Bara Elokim? We know that the famous Abu Jaham says that we start right away B'zois HaBracha, after B'zois HaBracha of Simchas Torah, we go right into Bereishis because it never stops. You have to always continue. And all the Midrashim say that the last letter in the Torah is Yisrael with a Lamed, and the beginning is a Beis, right? Lave, you got to put your heart into it. Last year when I was speaking about Bereishis, I said it's about the ball. Ball, bad Lamed. Some people like the joke, some people don't. Again, I can't, it's on a recording here. Maybe you like it, maybe you don't. But the Midrashim ask, why start with a Beis? We know the Gemara tells us in Pesachim that the Torah was created before the world. And the Aleph Beis was also created before the world. And the first of the Aleph Beis is an Aleph. So there's a Yerushalmi in Chagiga that says, you know why I start with Beis? Because Beis represents Bracha. And Aleph represents Oror. But there are a lot of Pesachim that start with a Beis that are not such great Pesachim. And there are some Pesachim that start with an Aleph that are not. So that is 1A. Again, we have a lot of questions. 1B. We know the Gemara tells us in Megillah and Daf Tes, famous Gemara, with Ptolemy, he wanted to know. He was this person that wanted wisdom, and he decided that he heard about the five books of Moses, and he decided, I want to learn about it, and I want to translate it. We know the Septuagint, that the Gemara tells us that it was translated into all different languages. And the Gemara says that they put 70 Zakanim. And all the 70 Zakanim came up with the same differences. Such a nay, such a miracle. And one of the differences was Bereishis Bara Elokim. Because if you look, it says Bereishis Bara Elokim. If someone's reading it, they're like, what? Reishis created God? What is Reishis? So everyone made the change of Elokim Bara Bereishis. So you have your Aleph. The Goyim they have, right? They have Elokim Bara Bereishis. So the question is, why do we have Bereishis Bara Elokim? Doesn't it make more sense to say Elokim Bara Bereishis? And we know there are other changes that were made also. We know the Torah tells us in Perek Aleph, Pasuk Chavav, it says, Nase Adam B'Tzalmenu Kidmusenu. And Rashi says something very interesting. Rashi says, that what does it mean, Nase Adam? So, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is telling us, Anavaso shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the humility of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Lefisha Adam Bidulus HaMalachim. Man is like angels, and they would be jealous of him. Therefore, Hashem went and spoke to them. But if the Goyim saw that, if Ptolemy saw that, so you'd say, what? Nasa Adam, they're two gods? Another difference, says the Gemara, that Ptolemy's wife is called Arneves. In the Torah, and Vayikra, Arneves is not a kosher animal. It's a rabbit. So they all these changes, unbelievable. But again, why don't we say Elokimba Rebaratius? I know we want the base. Maybe it's interconnected with the base. But why it still has to start with base? But why are we saying Baratius Bar Elokim? Question two. We have the whole story, again, the whole of creation, and every detail you could, you know, the Mishnah says in Chagiga that you shouldn't go into so much detail of the creation, it's beyond our understanding really, but again, all the Rambans, and this is, you know, I told my Shir, that this is the start of Shnai Mikra V'Echad Targum. The Gemara says in Brachos and Daf Ches, that everyone, they could read the Torah twice. Some Rabbonim say even just reading it in English is enough for the Targum. Just understanding the Torah. But again, a person could learn it with Rashi. Art School put out an amazing Mitsuda and so many amazing things. And if a person wants to go deeper with the Ramban, or whatever they want to do, this is the starting. Bereshis Bar Elokim. Shnai Mikra V'Echad Targum. But then we get into the story of Adam and Chava. And it's crazy. Adam and Chava, the first man, created on the sixth day. And they were told one thing, whatever you do, don't eat. Don't eat from the Eitz Hadas Tov V'Ra. And comes along the Nachash and Perek Gimel, and the Nachash says, V'Nachash Hayar Arum Mikol Chayas Asada. The Nachash is so, he's so cunning with his words. And he says, no, you should go. Lo Toklu Mikol Eitz Hagan. And he goes to the woman, and he says, go, says to Chava, go and eat it. And then the Torah tells us in Paragimel Pasekei, Ki Yodea Elokim, Ki Bayom Achaltum Imenu, V'nekuchu Einechem, V'yisim Kelokim, Yodea Tova Ra, says Rashi. What does it mean, V'yisim Kelokim, and you'll be like God? Says Rashi, quoting down from the Bereishis, Rabba Yates Dalid, Yotzre Olamis, that you're going to be fashioners of worlds. So the Nachash said that if you eat from this, you will be Yotzrei Olamis. And there's a fascinating Gemara. The Gemara tells us in Avodah Zarah on Daf Ches. The Gemara says that it was the sixth day, a very busy day, the first sixth day, Erev Shabbos, in creation. And the Gemara says that Adam, it was right before Shkia, and it was a very stressful day. And Adam, it says, oi! Right, always, you know, right before Shabbos, it doesn't matter what time Shabbos is, it's always stressful. And the Gemara says that Adam and Chava were crying. And then Adam went and he took an ox. And the ox, if you look at Rashi and Gemara over there in Avodah Zarah, the ox came out. But it came out with its horns coming out from the ground. And Adam thought that the ikar, the most important part of this animal, was the horns. But really it was his hooves. He has to walk. And he has to travel. And Adam went and he sacrificed this special ox that came out of the ground. Look at this Gemara. Amazing. What does this Gemara mean? What is this about Adam and Chava? That, again, they were crying because they sinned. And they did. They ate from the Eitz Hadas Tov V'Ra. What does that mean? He offered this carbon. He thought that the ikar of the carbon was the horns. But really, it's the hooves of the carbon. What does this Gemara mean? Question three. Then you get to the end. Again, there's so much and everything. So again, God willing, future years. We get to the story of Cain and Hevel. The first brother rivalry, I guess. You know, we have a lot of brother rivalries in Sefer Bereishis. But we know that Adam and Chava, they had Cain. Why? Says the Torah, Kanisi Ishet Hashem. And then he had a brother, he had Hevel, and we know the whole story. Ask the great Meshech Chochma, Meir Simcha Midevinsk. We know that Cain offered one carbon, Pri Adama, and Hevel offered Mibechorot Sono, and then Cain killed Hevel. What was the Machlokes? Why did Hashem accept Hevel's carbon, and he didn't accept Cain's carbon? Obviously, Cain went and killed him, and he got punished. But why did Hashem accept the carbon of Hevel? So again, let's just chazer over, let's review, make sure we have the Torah in our back pocket. Again, each one of these ideas is a separate idea. We're going to obviously try to put it together with different themes. But you could say over these Devar Torahs. And the first question is, Bereishis Bara Elokim, why specifically the Beis, not the Aleph? 1b, We know that King Ptolemy wanted all, he wanted to understand everything, and he went into the Chumash, and all of the Shivan Zakenim were put in different rooms. And Ptolemy, one of the changes they made was Elokim Bara Bereshis. So why do we have Bereshis Bara Elokim? Question two, what was the sin of Adam and Chava? What was the Nachash trying to tell Adam and Chava to do? What did they mess up on? Was there good intention? Was there, again, they were punished. But, and also this Gemara, that Adam went and he offered this weird type of carbon from the horns, thought the horns were the most important. And lastly, what was the machlokes, what was the fight between Cain and Hevel? So, my grandfather, Rav Bamzerl v'Sholem, used to always say that the beginning of the Torah starts with the Beis, and the first letter in Torah Shebaal Peh is Mem, Emesai Korin et Shema, when are you going to daven Shema? And we know that Bum, it says in the Torah, V'dibartem Bum. Bum is referenced as a Gemara in Yuma. Bum is referenced to the Torah, the understanding of the Torah. So again, we take the Beis, the start of Torah Shebichsav, and without Torah Shebaal Peh, the Torah Shebichsav doesn't really make so much sense. Again, there's a lot of different details, and it's God's work. But without Torah Shebaal Peh, we don't fully understand. So we go and we take the Beis and the Mem, and we put it together. So that's maybe one explanation why the Beis, that we have the combination between Torah Shebichsav and Torah Shebaal Peh. However, there's other explanations. We know that Aleph represents Emuna. And if a person, obviously a person needs the Emuna, if he wants to go and understand the Torah and understand its intricacies and its depth, because it's so deep, according to the Beis HaLevi, that every single detail, you could just go deeper and deeper. And that's, you know, what our great rabbis do, and that's what we're trying to do, to understand things in a deep level. So step one is the Aleph of Emuna. But I don't need it right Aleph. Why not? Because, says the Bali Musar, Aleph, you can't go and delve into the Torah, Bereshis, into the beginning of the Torah, without having the Emuna. And Emuna is a given. If you don't have that Emuna, you can't start Bereshis Bara Elokim. It's similar to the Bahag. The Bahag does not quote the mitzvah of Emuna. We know Rambam does, Ramban does, and they try to defend. Why? Why does the Bahag, the great Baal Halachas Gedolos, one of the great Geonim, why does he not have a mitzvah of Emuna? So they explain, the Ramban explains in his Milchamas, he says that the Bahag, in order to understand the Torah, the Emuna is a prerequisite for the Torah. If you don't have the Emuna, how are you going to learn the Torah? You need to have the belief in Hashem. So that's maybe another explanation, that the Aleph represents the Emuna, but it's a given. If you don't have step one of the Emuna, you can't go into the Beis. So Beis represents delving into the Torah. They say, actually, we spoke about this a couple weeks ago, that we know the Gemara tells us in Nedarim Daf Pei Aleph, that Shelo Berchu Torah Tchila. We know there's so many different Gemaras that why did Klal Yisrael, how come they lost the Beis HaMikdash? Either because of Sinas Chinam, or because of the Gimel Averos, the Gemara in Yuma, and Daf Tes. But the Gemara in Nedarim Daf Pei Aleph says, the reason why they did it is because they didn't say a bracha. And the Ran says, what do you mean they didn't say a bracha? So they went right into the Beis without the Aleph, Barhu, the Torah. They went right in. They just wanted to re-understand the Torah. They were missing the Emuna, says some Rishonim. But here we're saying the opposite. We don't need to say the Aleph. Why don't we need to say the Aleph? Because it's the Beis we're delving into, assuming that we have the Emuna. There's another answer. Sorotskin gives a beautiful answer. He says that the Beis represents the Maisa Bereshis. But what's the Aleph? It's not that the Aleph lost out. It's that the Aleph gained. Where does the Aleph gain? We know the Aseret HaDibros. Parshas Yisro, Parshas Vaeschanan, Anochi Hashem Elokecha. Hashem says, you know what? You're going to have Anochi, the Aleph. The Beis, the Bereshis, gets to the Anochi. You know what the Iker, you know what the main thing is? The Aleph. The Aleph is the Iker, because it's Anochi Hashem. So it's not saying, of course we have the Aleph, and the Aleph is the start of the Aleph Beis. but it's getting to the Torah. Because Bereshit Barokim, Hashem created the world. And we know the famous Rashi in the beginning of Bereshit. Bereshit Barokim, Amar Rav Yitzchak, the Taz says, we spoke about this last year, the Taz says that Amar Rav Yitzchak, Rashi saying the name of his father, Kibbutz Avayim, to saying the name of your father, he doesn't say that so often. And he says, why does the Torah have to start? He could have started HaKodesh HaZeh Lachem, the first mitzvah, Parshas Bo. And what do we say? No, because Koach Maisev Higid La'amo, because I wanted to show Klal Yisrael, Pasuk in Tehillim, Kuf Yid Aleph, Pasuk Vav, Koach Maisev Higid La'amo, that I want to show I gave you the Torah. That if the other nations of the world say, hey, you're listing, you're bandits, no, I gave you the Torah. The Torah. Because the Torah is the Iker, the Anochi, the Aleph. And with this, we can lead right into the second question. The second question of Talmud. How come it says, Bereshis Bara Elokim? Why not say Elokim Bara Bereshis? So Rashi says that, why does it say Rashis? Why does it have to say Rashis? So Rashi brings down and he says, Ein Mikra Zeh Omer Ela Darsheni. This pasuk is telling, give me a pshat, expound me. It's so difficult. So Rashi says, you know what it's for? Bishvil HaTorah Shenikra Rashis Darko. Quoting a pasuk in Mishlei, Parakhes, Pasuk of Beis, Rashis Darko, the beginning of his ways. If you want to understand the Rabbona Shom, how do you understand him? You understand his Torah. Now the Goyim don't understand that, and again, there is Chochmas Goyim, and there is knowledge, and there's very knowledgeable Goyim. But they don't understand that to understand God, and understand His ways, we have the Emunah of the Torah Shebichsav and Torah Shebalpeh, and it's all the Ribono Shel. To understand God, we have to know His Torah. Rashis Darko. You know why we have to, it's not Elohim Bara Rashis, Bereshis Bara Elohim. Because in order for us to understand Hashem, we have to delve into His Torah. The Gemara tells us in Brachos, Daf Tezainam Abay is going on to Yudzainam and Aleph, that Rav Safar was talking about all the different tefillahs being added on. And came along Rav Safar, and Rav Safar said, you know what I'm going to add on? I'm going to add on a different bracha of Shalom. And the question is, what do you mean? Rav Safar, if you look in the Gemara Makos, the end of Makos, Daf Chav Dalet, Rav Safar is the Midah of Emes. And there's an amazing Medrash. The Medrash says, the Malachim came and said, how are you going to give Klal Yisrael this Torah? It doesn't make sense. Klal Yisrael, you know, they have so many different character traits. It doesn't make sense. On the one hand, they have Emes, truth. But then there's Shalom. So obviously sometimes Emes and Shalom are going to coexist, but sometimes it's not. We know that sometimes you're allowed to lie for Shalom. Again, you know you're running late, and it's your fault you're running late. You're like, listen, wife, I'm late because there's traffic. You're allowed to, no, you can't lie for that. It's going to be a habitual lie. Okay, it's a whole separate shear. When are you allowed to lie? Right, shout out to Uncle G. We have to do some more halacha shears. Yeah, but again, Emes and Shalom. Then the Medrash says there's other characteristics that are contradicting with each other. Then HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes and he takes the meat of Emes and throws it in and he says, nah. What's this Medrash saying? So I heard a Gevaldik Pshat, Shom the Rosner, said a beautiful Pshat. Because Chasima Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Emes. The seal of God is Emes. What's Emes? Emes is Torah. Sometimes, only in the Torah, a person can't define for himself when he's allowed to, because he'll make up his own rules. But if you have God's rules, sometimes, obviously, you always need to have Emes. However, we know, Mishnah Pirkei Avos, Paragalf, Mishnah Yabez, Only Shalom, Rodim Shalom, says Rabbeinu Yonah, says Rashi, that Aaron would go out of his way and make up stories to make peace. We know the Gemara in Yavama, Samachay, different stories on Amoron, when you're allowed to lie. But you need a Torah. You can't just decide that on your own. So Hashem took the Midah of Emes, saying it's the Torah. Meaning, Bereshis Bara Elokim. If I want to understand the Ribono Shel, Bereshis Bara Elokim, I need to look at the Torah. And therefore, it's not a contradiction. Rav Safar, Rav Salvechik said, B'Shem's grandfather, Rav Chaim, that the only way to get to the Emes, to get to the truth, the only way is to learn the Torah, because the Mishnah says in Pirkei Avos, Hafoch bo v'kula bo, everything is in the Torah. So what happened with the sin of Adam and Chava? How did Adam and Chava, how did they mess up? Comes along Rav Hirsch, and Rav Hirsch says an amazing thing. He said that the problem was, is that Rashi brings down from the Medrash that the Nochash came to Chava and said, you know, why don't you just touch it? And nothing will happen. You'll see, if you touch it, nothing will happen. And she did that and nothing happened. She said, no. So it says Rav Hirsch, this is the first time in the Torah that we see a Gezeira Derabbanon. We see, you know, the rabbis have certain fences to make sure that a person doesn't sin. The first missionary in Pirkei Avos has Suyag LaTorah, that a person needs to make a fence in the Torah. So she tested the water. And says Rav Hirsch, if you're going to test the water, you're going to run yourself into trouble. Because the whole point is to not put yourself in Nisayon. Don't put yourself in test. Will Hashem send you tests? Yes, don't worry about it. Some people think, you know, I have to put myself in a hard situation to see how good I am. No, Hashem will put you in hard situations, don't worry. He has cheshbonos for all of us. But a person can't opt in. So Chava messed up. She went and said, oh, let me see. And she tested the water. That was the problem. The Radvaz, one of the great Achronim, wrote so many tshuvas, Rav David ben Zimri, he says a different answer. What was the sin? Really, Adam had good intentions. He thought to himself, listen, I want to be close to Hashem. I want to serve God forever. If I eat the Eitz HaDaas Tov V'Ra, I'll be able to serve Hashem forever and I won't have to worry about anything. But we know that he messed up because you took in your own reasoning. The Radvaz says it was an Aveira Lishma. He thought he was doing it for good reasons. But you have to listen to God. And that's that, again, because we're not Malachim. We have choice. And a Malach doesn't have choice. A Malach, but Adam wanted to be like a Malach. So Hashem said to him, you're not a Malach. You're not going to be like me. I remember my father-in-law, he put out a Gevaldik Sefer. He got the parish of the Rokeach on Mishle. And he spent a long time putting together the parish, and he put footnotes. And the Pasuk says, Gevaldik in Perek Tesvav, Pasuk of Dalaf, Ore Chaim Lamaila, Lamaskil, Lamansur Mismol Mata. So the explanation is, again, Mishle Tesvav Chof Dalit. So the explanation is, Or HaChayim, a path of life waits above you for all the intelligent ones, so that his soul will turn away from the grave. And he writes from the Rokeach, one of the great Rishonim. Again, it was unbelievable. We went to Rav Chaim Kanievsky, because Rav Chaim Kanievsky wrote out a lot of Sfarim on the Rokeach. We've gone a bunch of times. And my father-in-law, Rabbi Alan Schwartz, was going and telling him over Torah. We took pictures. Rav Chaim's face was glowing. Normally people come and they tell him the problems. He gives Bracha B'Hatzlacha, and he gives him the time, the Gadol Ador, and he should have, you know, he has Corona right now. He should have Refuah Shleima. Baruch Hashem is doing okay. But again, we need Corona to end because we need the Brachas from the Gadol Ador. And I remember he was talking to Rav Chaim. My father was talking to Rav Chaim, and he said, yeah, it's like your Peirush on Megillas Esther. And Rav Chaim said, I never wrote anything on Megillas Esther. And my father-in-law had it in his briefcase, he took it out. And Rav Chaim was looking through it, and he's like, oh, maybe I did write something. This is a long time ago. It's amazing. If I wrote a parish on anything, it would be like my life work. This great Gadol, Rav Chaim Kanievsky, he doesn't even remember. Unbelievable. But my father-in-law quotes from the Shem of the Rokeach. He says, Or HaChaim, Aleph, Or HaChaim, Chaim Lamala, that a person is going to build himself. Aleph Ket Lamed. That's Gematria Tal. Why? Perich Keshat Tzadik Maskil Lamalev Osa Tefillah. When a Tzadik goes and he does Tefillah, so then there's going to be a Tal of Bracha. Because we're not Malachim. Adam wanted to be like a Malach, but we're not Malachim. Our whole goal is not to be a Malach, but is to serve Hashem. Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky says, similar but a little different. He says, you know, when the Nachash said you should be able to create your own world. So all of a sudden, Adam's like, you know, God created the world. Maybe I could do the job better. It's like that little child. You know, he's going to mess up. You're going to tell him he's going to mess up, but he's going to do it anyway. So, you know, you take a step back. Says Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky, that's what happened here. That the Nachash said, you know what? You could create worlds better than God. And Adam said, oh, maybe I could. Adam and Chava said, maybe I could. And then what happened? They took their own reasoning into it, and we saw what happened. They got punished, and we're still suffering for their sin. So it says Rav Yaakov, what is the understanding of the Gemara in Avodah Zarah Daf Ches? That Adam and Chava is right before Shkia, right? Always before Shabbos, and they're saying, right, it doesn't matter, Shabbos starts 4:30, 7:30, it's always at 1 minute. Obviously, there's those people that, like, you know, they're playing piano 2 hours before Shabbos. That's definitely not me and my family, but it's definitely my fault. But what? Why was he offering the carbon? Because he offered a carbon of the horns. Why? Because Adam thought that the horns were the most important thing. But we know that it's not. It's the paws that the animal needs his paws to get around. So he messed up. He thought he knew better, and he had to offer that carbon. Because Hashem is showing, okay, I want you to learn from your mistakes. Because again, we make mistakes. We fall sometimes. But Hashem says, I'm here for you. But Adam messed up because he took his own reasoning into it, and that was the problem. Says the great Meshech Chachma, what was the sin of Hevel and Kayin? How come HaKadosh Baruch Hu went and he accepted the carbon of Hevel and not Kayin? So if you look in the Pesukim, it says in Meshech Chachma that Hevel brought Son. He brought the sheep, and Kayin brought a fruit. Says the great Meshech Chachma, that when a person works harder, Hevel worked harder at it, to bring an animal and sacrifice an animal takes more work. That's why Hashem wanted it more. Kayin just took fruit. The fruit grew, but he just took fruit. He didn't work as hard. Rav Soloveitchik there's a beautiful medrash. Rav Shechter brings down a pshat from Rav Soloveitchik. The Medrash says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, destroyed it. Created the world 5 times. Created the world, destroyed it. Created the world, destroyed it. Why? Why is he doing this? So Rav Soloveitchik said, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is showing that man might fall, but he has to get himself up. That's why we say, Vayihi Erev, Vayihi Boker. We know that that it always starts at night and then day. Why? In the Jewish world, in the non-Jewish world, it doesn't work that way. The next day, right? But for after Shkia, for a Jew, is right after Vayera. But when I had all my first couple of girls, Baruch Hashem, so I was always looking at the clock. Oh, it's going to be a bris. I got to make sure. So Baruch Hashem, for my first son, it was 1 o'clock in the afternoon. There was no Shilas. Everything was good. But every single time with my girls, I'm like, oh my God, 5 minutes to Shkia, what's going to be? But Hashem said it's going to be a girl. But what's the idea? Says the Rav. Because it's about the amelus falling and picking yourself up, but working hard. That's what Meshech Chachma is saying. That Hevel carbon was that he raised the animal, and then he took the animal and then he shechted it for Hashem. The amelus. But it's the idea that you might fall. You fall and you get yourself up. You fall, you get yourself up. So, Bereishis Bara Elokim, the world was created for the Torah. Ptolemy couldn't understand that because he's a guy. A non-Jew doesn't get a book deciding the whole world, but it's not just a book. It's Torah's Elohim. It's the Ribbono Shel. It's where we understand the Torah. The sin of Adam and Chava. Adam and Chava, where did they mess up? Is that they took their own reasoning into it. Even according to the Radvaz, they had Aver Lishma, but they took their own reason. And Hashem said, we're not going to always understand everything, but since you thought you knew better, I'm going to let you learn from your mistake, and we're still suffering. And lastly, the Meshech Chochma, or Meir Simcha, is that Kayin and Hevel put more effort in. The more effort a person puts into his life, and he builds himself. And again, there's going to be fallings. We fall, and we get up. And we fall, and we get up. And that's Adam and that's the beginning of the Parshas. We have an Adam that, right, that he fell, but he was the first man in the world, Adam and Chava. And then we have Noach. We're going to start with Noach and his shortcomings, which we'll talk about, God willing. But that's what we learn. We learn that the Ribbono Shel Olam is with us. Everyone should have an amazing Parshas Bereishis, the beginning, Shnai Mikra Vecha Targum, and everyone should have a Gevaldik Shabbos. Learn the Rashis, learn the Torah. It's so vast, so beautiful. And everyone should have an amazing, amazing Shabbos. Everyone should have a great Shabbos Bereishis.